USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI has made arrests in Operation Fox Hunt. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The Justice Department is charging 8 alleged Chinese agents over covert operations within U.S. borders.
China describes Fox Hunt as an international anti-corruption campaign in which it seeks to locate legitimate fugitives around the world to bring them back for trial in China.
Assistant Attorney General John Demers telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that 5 of the suspects were arrested in the United States and 3 are believed to be in China.
FBI Director Christopher Wray said the FBI is proud to have this investigation culminate in criminal charges, the first of their kind. Hurricane Zeta became a Category 2 before hitting the Louisiana coast Wednesday. Winds were in excess of 110 miles an hour and left nearly 2 million people without power. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The family of Walter Wallace Jr., the 27-year-old shot and killed by police in West Philadelphia Monday, held a press conference Wednesday. Father Walter Wallace Sr. does not like the way Philadelphians are reacting.
And I don't condone no violence, tearing up the city, looting up the stores, and all this chaos going. And I would feel like, is everybody having any respect for my family and my son to stop this violence and chaos was going on in the city? I mean, we got good cops and we got bad. That's the system in the system. I'm not faulting. Somebody had to be all accountable for what they did.
A National Guard and curfew order has since been put into effect citywide. Nice, France Mayor Christian Estrassi says there has been a terrorist attack at the heart of the Notre Dame Basilica. Reports say 3 are dead and many are injured. A suspect was shot and is now in police custody. France's national anti-terror prosecutors have opened a murder inquiry. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Melbourne, the second biggest city in Australia, ended its 111-day lockdown on Wednesday. The state of Victoria eased restrictions after recording 0 new coronavirus cases on Monday for the first time since June. Now is the time to open up, Daniel Andrews, the state's top official, said during a media briefing. The city of 5 million people must stay within 25 kilometers, that's about 16 miles, of their homes. A border between regional Victoria and Melbourne will also remain. State government says Melbourne residents can now leave their homes without permission. Shops, cafes, salons, restaurants, bars, and places of worship can reopen. That's affecting about 180,000 jobs. NASCAR heads into Martinsville Sunday. Driver Brad Keselowski talks about the short track.
It is a special track. You know, first off, as far as I'm aware, it's 1948, oldest track on the circuit. That's pretty cool. There's only one track that can be the oldest and have the most history and pedigree, and, you know, Martinsville is that. So, you know, that brings a special lure to it, a lure that I think everybody likes. And then the other piece I would say add to it is it's a really special trophy, you know, with that clock. And I know it means a lot to me. You know, I've won twice there. I've got one clock in my house and one clock in my office here.
The race is at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.